With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on those calling for President Biden to quit the presidential race.
On the heels of a unified Republican nominating convention, more than three dozen Democrats in Congress are asking President Biden to drop his re-election bid. Among them, Congressman Mike Quigley.
He can't win.
But support remains strong among others, including the Congressional Black Caucus. And some older voters in New York weighed in. Dionne Forrest is 89 and says Biden may be slower, but...
he still has the same niceness, the same intelligence. I feel he should continue to run.
The president vows to be back on the campaign trail after being sidelined with COVID-19. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNews.com, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance set to hold a post-convention rally today in Michigan. Meanwhile, Vance's 2016 memoir and its movie adaptation are skyrocketing.
Hillbilly Elegy, a memoir of a family and culture in crisis, a glimpse into Vance's life growing up in a poor blue-collar family with a drug-addicted mother, has jumped to the top of Amazon's bestseller list. The Netflix adaptation, directed by Ron Howard and starring Glenn Close, has seen viewership increase by nearly 1,200%. The senator from Ohio and Marine Corps veteran formally accepted the nomination Wednesday night at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A global technology outage grounded flights, knocked banks offline, and media outlets off the air on Friday, and the problems are continuing today. At Palm Beach International Airport, traveler Becca Maynard.
I'm a little nervous and scared that we're going to miss our flight, but I also don't know what's going on, so I can't say for sure.
The cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike says the trouble will be resolved soon. This is SRN News. A number of churches in North Carolina are planning a major outreach project. Here's Michael Harrington.
More than 1,000 congregations are set to fan out across the state the first week of August and complete a variety of volunteer missions, including back-to-school distributions, wheelchair ramp builds, free yard sales, and food pantry projects. It's all being coordinated by ServeNC, and spokesman Todd Unzinger says, quote, "We want our communities to know that we love them, we're here for them, and we're ready to serve them as Jesus would." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Washington state judge says Attorney General Bob Ferguson is not entitled to enforce a subpoena that seeks decades of records from the Seattle Archdiocese. Ferguson says his office needs those records to learn whether the Catholic Church used charitable trust funds to cover up sexual abuse by the priest. The court found that under the state's law governing charitable trust, Ferguson does not have that authority. This is SRN News. At least two people have died, more than two dozen hospitalized in an outbreak of Listeria food poisoning linked to meat sliced at grocery store deli counters. An AP NORC Center for Public Affairs research shows that some people have their doubts about Kamala Harris on the Democrat ticket.
The survey found that about 6 in 10 Democrats believe Vice President Kamala Harris would do a good job as president. About 2 in 10 Democrats don't believe she would, and another 2 in 10 say they don't know enough to say. Since President Joe Biden's debate performance in June, some Democrats are looking to Harris to step in and succeed Biden as the party's presidential nominee. But when surveying Americans regardless of party, they're more skeptical of how Harris would perform in the Oval Office. Only 3 in 10 adults say Harris would do well as president. About half say Harris would not do a good job.
That's correspondent Donna Warder, and this is SRN News.